Rami Bar Chama asks, if a person gets to walk an additional 4 amos around an area when he makes an Erev aside from the 2,000 amos. If he makes an Erev Tchumen, does he get just 2,000 amos from the Erev Tchumen or 4 amos of a Makom plus 2,000 amos? We know that if he's Ma'ariv Baraglav, if he goes out and he's actually there to be Kona Shvisa, so he gets Dalet amos plus 2,000 amos. So Rava tried to bring a Raya that he does get an extra 4 amos from the fact that the Mishnah referred to using bread over being there by foot as a kula. So how could it be called a kula if you're going to lose out on the 4 amos? But the Gemara says, no, you do lose out on the 4 amos. It could still be called a kula because lo nitroch v'nepoch. At least you won't have to go through the tircha of being there to establish residence. It's worth the 4 amos trade-off for that convenience. If there are two towns within 4,000 amos of each other and all the people from one town want to establish residence in between the city so that they can go to the other town, but they don't actively go out to set up an Erev. So if one person began to walk to the other town before Shabbos began, the Mishnah says, and then he returns home to his original city, Rabbi Yehuda holds he's allowed to walk to the other town on Shabbos, he's Kona Shvisa, he's allowed to go the 4,000 amos, but nobody else in the city can. Rabbi Meir disagrees. He thinks that all the people are limited by the Chumrah, the Tchum of their city, and the Chumrah of the Tchum that they were trying to set up. So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Meir holds this, even though there's no doubt, it's not a suffix over here. Normally Chamar Gamal is a suffix. There's no suffix over here that the attempt to set up a Shvisa between the two cities failed for all the people in the town, and still they have to be Machmir for the restrictions of that Tchum. Rav Huna explains, the person who had begun to walk before Shabbos, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is Mechalik between him and everybody in the town is because he establishes residence between the two cities, keeping the Nafak Le'orcha Havalei Ani, since he's considered an Ani, since he was on the road, and therefore the Shvisa works for him. But everybody else that's still in town is considered an Ashir, so it's not going to work for them. Then the Gemara quotes a third sheet, and not mentioned the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in some way is more Makil than Rabbi Yehuda in letting the guy walk to the other city, but it's Machlokas Amorayim in what way he's more Makil. Rabba holds he's more Makil, that he would even allow the guy to walk if he had just said that he wants to be Kona Shvisa in between the cities, even though he never actually began to walk, whereas Rabbi Yehuda requires that he take a few steps out that he begins to walk. Rav Yosef understood, no, that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda will even allow him to walk if he didn't verbally declare anything, as long as he began to walk. So he does need to begin to walk, he just doesn't need to actually say anything. So when Ula refers to somebody as Mukhzar Umukhzak, sounds like a stira in terminology, that he's returned to a city, but he's considered to be on the road, he's assuming, like Rav Yosef's understanding of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that going on the road without verbalizing anything is good enough to establish a Makom Shvisa in between. Rav Nassim Bar Oshia waited until Rav Yehuda Bar Ishtsa took one step out the door back toward his hometown. He said, wait, come back. Now you can walk back tomorrow, as long as you took that one step out the door. So why did he wait till he took the one step out the door? Either he held like Rav Yosef's understanding of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, that all you need to be Kona Shvisa is to start going, but you don't need to say anything. Or maybe he held like Rabba's understanding, but he's passing like Rav Yehuda. And in this case, not only did he take one step out the door, he must have also verbally said something, and we're passing the Rabbi Yehuda that you need both, that you need to say something and to start on the journey. The Mishnah on Beis says Tanakama holds if somebody walks one Amma past his Tchum Shabbos, that's it, he's done, he can't go back in. Rabbi Lazar holds as long as he's within two Ammas of the Tchum Shabbos, he can still go back in because he's got his Dalet Ammas around him, which means two Ammas in each direction. Raglo Achas Betocha Tchum, Raglo Achas Chutz L'Tchum, somebody has one foot out of the Tchum, the other foot still in the Tchum, so different Shitos and Tanaim. One version of Rabbi Chanina learns from Im Tashiv Mishavis Raglicha, where Raglicha is written in the singular, that even having one foot out would make it Asur to return. And another version darshans the word the way it's read, Raglecha, in the plural, that if only one foot is out, then you still can go back in. That's not called being outside of your Tchum. Rabbi Lazar allows somebody that's still within two Amos of his Tchum to go back in, like we said in the Mishnah, when he says in a Braisa that a person two Amos out of the Tchum cannot come back in, he means just above two amos outside of Tchum, but just below two amos outside of Tchum, he still can come back in. If a person is stuck in the middle of nowhere, and he measures his 2,000 amos for his Tchum Shabbos, then even Rabbi Lazar would agree that you're not even allowed to go a single step beyond your Tchum if he's just measuring by taking footsteps and measuring the 2,000 amos that way. Then the parak ends with, Misha Hechshu Chutz L'Tchum Afilu Amachas L'Yikanes, somebody's traveling, and Shabbos began while he was a single amma outside the Tchum of the city, he's not allowed to go back into the city. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu chamesh esrei amos yikanes. Rabbi Shimon knows, even if he's within 15 amos of the tchum of the city, he's allowed to go back home, because when they place the tchum markers outside the city, they purposely mess them up. They purposely place them several amos closer to the city than the tchum actually demands, in order to protect those people who might wander slightly beyond the tchum markers, so that they'll have a little bit of a buffer zone. Okay, Hadron Alech Mishal Tziyu. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start the next parak.